What is your concept of the church? Act 7:48, 49, 48. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says, 49, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? If you had been born 300 to 400 years ago here in the US, this would probably been the house teepee you would have grown up in. In that older world, all houses were mobile. They were made of animal skins. They were made up of one room for bedroom, kitchen, living, dining, and all for the whole family. Then if you would have roamed towards the East Coast, you would have discovered a different race of people and different class of building cabins made out of wood, and in the cities out of brick and stone. This would have opened up a new concept for you, that living quarters could be different. Your concept and their concept would have opened up new ways of thinking. The trade routes that began in the Roman times and progressed up through the Middle Ages combined many ideas and cultures so that improvements for better ways of life were established. Things as simple as the button and later the zipper made getting dressed an easier task, and today people do not spend hours and hours per week making clothes, washing and ironing clothes by hand as they used to. We adapt, improve and change quite often due to cultural sharing. 3. Today we will examine the institution of the modern church. Most people, when they think of a church, they think of a certain type of structure, a building where people go, but it is not that exactly. According to the original Greek, is the word ekklesia, means the called out ones, or the chosen people. They were actually a mobile group. All the disciples travelled, remember? The church, or this group of people that Jesus established should band together to bring the kingdom of God to the world, were designed to be a movement of followers. I like how the Salvation Army calls itself a movement instead of the usual title of church. The disciples were sent to do God's kingdom work, to pray, preach, heal, and recruit souls that would follow Jesus too. Jesus did not leave us engineering plans and then ask his disciples to build impressive structures and then get people to come visit them so they could hear God's word. The early disciples always found many places where to meet, places to study, but the emphasis was to go and preach the gospel to every creature. 4. The church, the way Jesus modeled it, could be compared to being more like a teepee that goes from place to place finding new people rather than a brick-and-mortar static structure. Consider these verses. Acts 7:48, 49, 48. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says, 49, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? The disciples taught where the people were, Acts 5:42. And daily in the temple, and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Recall that was in the Jewish temple, not one the disciples had built. Jesus was a pioneer in preaching open airs, out in the streets, on the side of hills, on boats, and by the side of the beaches of the lakes. His temple was anywhere, anytime, and it was always where the people were. The concept you have formed on how something is supposed to look like, be, work, or function directly influences how you will live and what you will strive to achieve. Repeat. For example, if you believe you should serve God only when you set foot in the church, and believe you should wait to bring people to the church to learn to follow Christ, then you are limited in your concept, limited in your way of thinking, not following the full model of Jesus, and basically making yourself not as useful for God as you could be. After all, you are in the building only a few hours a week. 6. Don't misunderstand the point, though. Modern-day constructs, be they buildings or church hierarchies, are a blessing. But too often Christians let themselves get into a box and forget we also work outside the box. Sadly, we often see some Christians follow the preacher, the religion, or the institution more than they follow Christ. Having Jesus is a lifestyle active all the time. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. This means we should be sharing the word at any strange moment, no matter where, no matter the time. The image of the all-seeing eye can be taken as good or as bad, depending on who you place in the all-seeing position. But I would like for us to consider this as a truth of God, as stated in Proverbs, "The eye of the Lord is in all places, seeing the good and the evil." We need to adapt the concept that we must live our lives thinking that doing God's work, considering that He is seeing us at all times, begins in our homes, in our jobs, and everywhere we go. 7. What I really love about the Salvation Army is their holistic mission to provide for the body as well as the soul. Did you know that was a new concept for the church in the mid-1800s? Since the beginning, I liked that in their history, the majority of their sermons were delivered on the streets in the open air. I liked it that their churches were not luxurious, self-serving churches. What do I mean by that? The Salvation Army makes a way to bring the people of the community in by having daycares, sports activities, men's and women's clubs, camps, boys and girls clubs, many which have swimming pools, or by rehab centers, retirement centers, health clinics, homeless shelters. Should I continue on? These are community services, and there is great potential to win and disciple souls in these settings. A church denomination, and most of them are this way, that only opens once on a Wednesday and once on a Sunday is being wasteful with their resources. I personally think it is a limited concept to expect people to just come in for worship, give their money to support the building maintenance, worship team, and pastor. 8. I fear people today are being conditioned to accept the concept that the church should be a mega building that provides entertainment platform for worshippers and brash preaching which is self-improvement focused, leaving Jesus' message to disciple others and to go into all the world to preach behind. Matthew 9:37-39. Then saith he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." What does this mean? Well, for one, that we are to pray that the Lord will bring people along our daily path that we can talk to about Jesus, and then prepare them and send them out to win souls in the world where the harvest is, right? But who is Jesus talking to? He is directing this command to his followers, but here is the question. Are you a role model, being an example of following through with what you pray for, to be closer to God and to do His will? Are you including yourself in being a laborer? 9. Our priorities in life need to be Jesus' priorities, and that is to go out and to reach the lost, to bring them in, and to disciple the new members. Matt 9:37-39 is an invitation for all of us to go and preach the gospel to every creature, and in today's world we have many ways of doing that. The sad, lost vision we have today in so many church bodies is that they are not on the move in the community, they are sitting still waiting for people to come to them. Churches today have become self-serving and stagnant, the same old people come week after week, and these churches are not community-serving. Bringing in new people is the lifeblood of any church. But each one of us need to go out to find the hungry so they can come in to study and grow to be a disciple. The church, according to Jesus, was never intended to be a big, comfortable conference place where all the people are expected to come and hear God's word just to feel good, thinking their presence in the mega building proves they love God. The word of God should be preached to get people to want to burn with passion to win someone for the Lord. But instead, some people just sit comfortably, and then they go home and continue business as usual. James says to be doers and not hearers only. I feel uncomfortable oftentimes watching TV preachers. The message may be good, and they show off how big the numbers are in the audience. But with 10 or 20,000 followers, why aren't they turning that city upside down for Jesus? Even 1,000 out in the city daily praying for the lost, looking for those they can teach and preach to, would create an uproar, don't you agree? 10. What is wrong with the American Christianity today? The idea of what a church is supposed to be and do is falling within an erroneous paradigm. The concept is getting flawed, The Salvation Army started taking the church to the streets, and we must keep it up because that is how they grew in convert numbers so fast. Our mission is to go and to prepare disciples to win souls. But sometimes people have the idea our mission as a Christian is to get someone to just attend services. And then that person listens week after week for year after year, and what do they ever do for Jesus? Jesus is angry with those that sit comfortable and never allow themselves to be sent out to talk about Jesus' salvation and do something for God. Church is any meeting place where someone is getting taught and discipled, and that can be in a car, in a church building, in a home, or on the street. Obviously, buildings are helpful, but they are not the ultimate goal of Christianity.